This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
China and the U.S. declare a 90-day truce on trade. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. At the G20 summit in Buenos Aires this weekend, President Trump and Chinese President Xi met over steak and Argentinian wine, and they made a deal, a short-term truce. The president agreed to postpone additional tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods per year. China agreed to increase purchases of some U.S. goods, including farm products. This is a de-escalation, but not quite a new trade agreement. Chad Bown is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
None of the tariffs on the U.S. side have actually been reduced from where they were back in April. There's some talk that China may reduce some of their tariffs relatively soon. President Trump tweeted overnight that the tariffs that China applies on cars coming in from the United States may be cut, but we have no formal notification of any of those things yet. And that would really just be cutting tariffs back to, you know, essentially the levels that they would have been had the trade war not actually gotten started.
Businesses want certainty. They need certainty to plan their supply chains out several years. This truce is really just for 90 days. Do we have a clear outcome of how things will be in 90 days?
Not at all. Really, what they have to negotiate over are really, really difficult, challenging issues involving, you know, China's treatment of foreign intellectual property, foreign investment, and creating a new set of rules that are going to be enforceable and acceptable to both sides, which is really what the United States and the business community has been looking for here in particular, is a really, really big ask. And to think that this is going to get hammered out in 90 days may be a little unrealistic. But I think it's a positive sign, at least, that they're talking.
If you read the statements coming out of the G20 summit, if you read the Chinese statements and the American statements, you might think that they went to different summits. Their sort of readout of what happened is quite different. What should we take from that?
We should take that there's still a whole lot of uncertainty. This is what's really unconventional about the Trump administration, not willing to put out joint statements at the ends of these kinds of events, which actually clarify what they've agreed to and what they haven't agreed to. We've already seen reports over the weekend in Chinese state media that their read of the agreement seems to be much, much different, much weaker than what President Trump said on his return trip. And until we know where there actually is common agreement, we actually don't know anything at all.
Chad Bown, senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thanks again for chatting.
Thanks for having me.
And let's take a look at the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 2%. S&P futures are up 1.6%. Dow futures up 1.8%. The Dow futures up 463 points. NASDAQ futures up 2.3%. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.03%.
As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is on a mission that drives what we do every day, to increase the economic intelligence of all of us. But we can't do it alone. Become a Marketplace investor today in whatever amount you choose, and your donation will go twice as far, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Donate today at marketplace.org.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Former President George H.W. Bush died Friday night. His presidency, in terms of economic policy, was an example of pragmatism and compromise. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has this look back.
George H.W. Bush had served two terms as Ronald Reagan's vice president before he was elected president himself in 1988. At the Republican convention that year, when he accepted the nomination, he made a fateful pledge.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
That pledge would come back to haunt the 41st president. It became very hard to keep once he had taken office.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
At first, the new president resisted the idea of raising taxes, but he needed to cut the budget deficit, and he was working with a Congress controlled by Democrats. Finally, he decided to compromise and agreed to higher taxes as part of a 1990 budget agreement. Larry Sabato teaches political science at the University of Virginia. He says it was a major sacrifice for the first President Bush.
Bush sat down and gave up his major 1988 campaign pledge in order to make a deal to get things done and to try to get the economy running again.
The first President Bush also decided to compromise during the savings and loan crisis, when rampant fraud triggered the collapse of hundreds of savings and loans. As vice president, he led a task force on deregulation. Bill Black was a chief litigator during the crisis. He's now an economist at the University of Missouri. Black says the deregulation Mr. Bush helped put in place destabilized the savings and loan business and made it easy to mask losses with accounting gimmicks. Black says Mr. Bush reversed himself and realized deregulation was not the answer eventually.
It wasn't a road to Damascus type change, but Bush made very substantial change and it was real, and he could have taken a very different road.
Black says the first President Bush got Congress to pass legislation that gave federal regulators more power and funding to crack down on fraud. Black and other government investigators brought hundreds of fraud cases against savings and loans, with, he says, a 90% conviction rate. Black says it wouldn't have happened without strong backing from the 41st president.
President Bush was a traditional, moderately conservative Republican who believed in good government.
Historian Tim Naftali wrote a biography of George H.W. Bush. He says Mr. Bush's moderate beliefs allowed him to compromise and steer the economy onto firm economic ground.
So what we're talking about here is the adult in the room. George H.W. Bush managed the economy in a way that laid the foundation for the Clinton boom of the 90s.
Naftali says the first President Bush did the tough work, like raising taxes, that was necessary to cut the deficit. And our deficit would be even higher today if he hadn't tackled it during his presidency. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.